Hey guys, it's Mike, the HVAC Reefer Guy, and on January 7th, which was just the other night, I did a live podcast with Ariel the Mermaid from Instagram. This is that podcast. It turned out so well that I wanted to get it on tape, and kind of doing a little bit of talking right now, and then I eventually get Ariel on, and we talk about her story, her background, and ladies in the trade. So enjoy.
What's up? Hello, Instagram. Talking about Solderweld. Solderweld, Alex play golf. How's it going, bud? Gonna wave back to you. You gonna hire me yet? I wish I could, man. I wish I could hire everybody. You're all hired. Go out and buy 100 trucks. 1,000 trucks. I'd hire all of you guys. We're actually going to do HVAC Reefer Guy shirts in women's sizes. So not only, because she said that, and Ariel, correct me if I'm wrong, Ariel. Let's see if Ariel's going to come up with me live. Is she going to reject? Or is she going to come up with me and split the screen? Oh, my God.
Hey.
Hey, there's Ariel. We've never spoken before, ever.
What's up?
So you're a big inspiration to my daughter, and I don't know how old you are. I'm thinking my daughter's about 27. Are you about that?
I'm 28.
28, right there. So my daughter says, you know, Dad, she doesn't like the T-shirts for women that come right up to the collar, to the neck, because it bugs her. Is that right?
Yeah.
So because of you and a comment you made when you won the T-shirt, remember when we did the giveaway at 20,000?
Yeah.
And you said, you have women's sizes? And I said, I don't. And so I went ahead and I shipped these things out to you. We're actually, because of you and her, we're going to have a women's line of HVAC know-it-alls, or HVAC Reefer Guy stuff. So we've got shirts that are going to go into production. You're going to be able to look at your boyfriend. Well, I think did your boyfriend get the shirt?
Yeah, we did.
And so went to him. Are you still with him?
Yeah.
Okay, so then did you ask for the shirt back?
I still have it, yeah.
Yay, Ariel. So Ariel kept the shirt, but we're gonna do a women's line of shirts that are going to be, it's going to be a gray. It's going to have the deep neck where it won't be right up against your neck like guys like. It'll be a softer fabric. We're going to upgrade and go to a really nice light cotton fabric that's going to have the HVAC Reefer Guy logo on the front. It's going to have it in the back. Because you blue collar ladies, you're out there killing it.
That's awesome.
Killing it. You and like Tech Jules, I think.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And HVAC Babes, even though Tech Jules is... she's pregnant, right? I think
she's she is. Yeah. And Chiller Chick, she's awesome too.
Awesome. So, you know, you're a huge inspiration, and so we're gonna make sure that when the shirts do come out, I'll definitely ship out another shirt your way, because I want you to be comfortable, and I want you know, you ladies definitely deserve your own line of branded stuff, you know, and I have to be like, oh, I look like a guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome.
So, you know, I got you on. Let's hear your story, because you never go live.
And no.
Hey.
Good boy. Say hi. So
what's your background? What do we need to know about Ariel?
Oh, I don't know where to start.
So, in the trade.
Just start at your favorite.
I actually used to do highway maintenance, similar. Like asphalt work, kind of like your daughter does.
Yeah.
And then when I had my little man, I needed to go back to school. So I just kind of ended up, I had a few friends that were in the trade, and my uncle's in the trade as well. So I kind of asked around, and I tried out a couple of different areas, that different trades that I kind of took a liking to, and just kind of ended up in the HVAC. And I love it now.
So everybody,
I've been in the trade for about 4, going on 5 years.
So, hey, real quick, I need to know from the guys that are out there, because 945 Outlaw said that we don't have volume. Can you guys all hear Ariel? I want to make sure, because She's got a pretty cool story. I want to make sure that we get Ariel in, because if you guys out there are not following her, really smart, and she's super. Okay, so Andrew says you can. Andrew says you can hear. Yes, Alex. Okay, good. So
nice.
You're doing road paving. You're doing road maintenance, right?
Yeah.
Then what happened? Like, where did you say, you know what, I got to get out of this? Hey, Marco, where did you decide that, you know what, I got to get out of this and I'm going to go into HVAC?
I noticed, like, pay-wise, I wasn't getting the credit like as the other guys were. I got shit on a lot.
Yeah.
In that trade, per se, and it was a lot of, still get that sometimes, not so much anymore, but of like, oh well, you're a girl, you can't do it sort of thing. And I had a lot of that being in a small town. Like, I'm from a small town, so there isn't a whole lot of people around, and you do have to prove your worth, and I always have. So, but it was just I didn't want to do road maintenance the rest of my life, and I wanted something I could count on that would be decent, and this kind of ended up.
So you're in the trade. You can put your little boy back on if you want.
Echo.
We all dog. You know, you're cruising down the trade, right? You're doing this thing. You're getting going. What have been some of the struggles? Have there been struggles being a lady in a blue collar industry that's predominantly been men, or has it been pretty easy?
There's struggles. There's definitely struggles. I've had, when I first started one of the companies I was working at, there was a lot of that where it was, they wouldn't really give me a chance. It was just like, oh, Ariel can't do that. And it was like, oh, you guys didn't even let me try. I don't get a whole lot of that, but that has happened. A lot of customers. I get a lot of customers, not a lot, but older gentlemen that don't quite like the fact that I'm a woman coming into their home to fix their stuff. Some of them don't like that. I get a lot of, oh, you should be in the kitchen baking pies. So I'm like, I can't fucking bake. Just let me fix your shit.
So you're fixing the stuff, you're cruising through, right? You're taking it. You're definitely, I mean, again, I'm going to go back to Tech Jewels, HVAC Babes, Chiller Techs. I just got kind of hooked up with Ruth in Ireland. I don't know if you've been following her at all.
No, I haven't.
Ruth Gill, I think she's in Ireland. I just sent some stickers and stuff to Ruth Gill. I'm trying to think, there's another lady out there that's Plumber Girl. I think Plumber Girl?
The Littlest Plumber. There's the Littlest Plumber. I know her.
Freaking, she's killing it out there. Doing
yeah. Something.
And you ladies, I mean, you ladies can really make great money and really fill in the skills gap, because it's, you know, there's no physical difference, right?
Yeah. I
mean, motors and compressors will do the job.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're doing great there. What else? I mean, what else if for ladies? I mean, there could be ladies that are watching, and we'll get this message out. I mean, it's kind of an accident that you came on, but once I come on, I'm not going to let you go now. But
yeah.
What would be the thing if you ladies, what would you say to young women going, hey, you know what, this isn't a man's world. You can do this. What would you say?
Just try it. Do it. They tell you you can't, you can. Prove them wrong. That's how I've always been. I've always had that. You're going to tell me you can't do, if you're going to tell me I can't do something, you bet your ass I'm going to do it.
Well, right on. So what do you work on mostly? What is what you do all the time?
Well, we're very kind of seasonal. I'm more residential. I do light commercial. So I'm mostly, right now we're in the heating season, so I'm doing a lot of furnace boiler work. The odd kind of AC start, like not really startups, but just putting in ACs, getting ready for the springtime when we can do the startups. Lots of some rooftop units, PTAC units, things like that.
Echo's crazy.
He's playing with the dog, being crazy.
Look at him. His face is like right here. He's trying to find me.
So yeah, so you know, ladies, you're doing your thing. You're definitely breaking molds. Where do you see yourself? Like, you know, would you want to be an owner? Do you want to be a manager? Do you want to get into sales? What is it that you want?
Eventually. Well, eventually, my plan is to take over my uncle's business when he's ready to retire. I'd be moving down south to take over and start running that.
Where's that?
In Collingwood, Ontario. Yeah.
So how far north do you live?
Pretty north. I'm in Sudbury, Ontario, so we're pretty northern up here.
Wow. So what is the temperature like there? Is it really cold right now?
Right now we're sitting at minus 18, getting about 2 feet of snow. We're supposed to be down to minus 37 by the weekend, plus wind chill. So, cold.
Is that Celsius?
Celsius. That would be Celsius, but minus 37, you're looking about the same.
What is it the same?
At about minus 40, they equal out.
Really? So it's pretty damn cold. So that's the wind chill and everything.
Plus wind chill.
I would pretty much just die. I would roll over and just kill it. Exactly. See, 945 Outlaw is here. He's here with me in Phoenix. I think anything below like 55 degrees and Arizona goes into a freaking, you know, we go into this huge, like, I'm going to freeze to death type thing.
All the layers. You need all the layers.
Yeah. You know, we do really good here in Phoenix at like 115, 110, 118. We're just like, yeah, buddy, it's hot. Like at 105, we're not even running service calls at 105. We're not doing maintenance still. And then 106, 110 hits. Exactly. Carlos says it perfectly. At 32 degrees, they freak out. They come unglued. It's freeze warnings across the whole state. It's just, they go crazy.
That's so crazy.
What's your opportunity? So, you know, you're doing air conditioning. Did anybody tell you, you know, air conditioning is not the way to go? Maybe you should go into electrical or plumbing. Why did you choose air conditioning out of all of it, or heating or cooling?
I just kind of ended up in it. Like, I was actually, electrical was what I wanted to go for. I ended up sitting in a few different shop classes at the college when I was there. So I kind of went around and I got the opportunity to go sit in a few shop classes, and I sat in them, and there was a few things I didn't really like about it. I liked how the HVAC is, it's everything. You work on everything and anything. Everything's different. You're not doing the same thing over and over. Even if it's the same system, it's not, because it's installed differently at a different place. So it's never the same thing.
So a couple of guys, I don't want you to give your real name. A lot of guys are wanting to know. This is Ariel the Mermaid. So if you guys get a chance on Instagram, you're going to look up Ariel. I think it's Ariel _the_mermaid, right?
Yeah.
And it's spelled with an A, A-R-I-E-L.
Yeah.
Yep. So look up Ariel the Mermaid. And she kind of, honestly, she kind of fell into my thing by accident. I make a really, it's hard for me because I have a lot of followers, but I make sure that I try to follow every single person and look up as many people as posts as possible. But you know what I mean? It just, somehow people come by me more often than normal, and she came by me more often than normal. Now you're moving around the house. What's going on?
Yeah, I gotta go check on the crazies.
Oh, they got up and left. So we're looking at the inside of the house, checking out the walls and the paintings and stuff. So you're doing your thing. So what is, I see a lot of, you know, people in Canada, there's a huge certification.
This is stuff
that you have to do.
That's what we're dealing with it.
What? Look at all that snow. How many feet is that?
We got about a foot today, and we're getting about another foot tonight.
What? Are they all outside playing?
Yeah, going out for a bathroom break.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Oh. Are you going outside, too?
No.
Hey, you just got a tank top on. You know, yeah. I'd be near the window, and I would die. I think Carlos and I would get near the window and just die right there. So we'll talk about some of the certifications, because in Canada, you have a real strong certification background. Like, you have to take lots of training and be really certified in lots of stuff. How does that work?
There is a few. So I have my gas and my oil license for heating. I'm about to write my 313A or 313D, sorry, license for refrigeration.
What is that?
That's for refrigeration, basically any AC. There's the 313A and 313D. 313D is up to 510s, so basically more residential. And then 313A is 510s and over, any big, big commercial stuff.
So do you have to take tests and study and go down and get do?
Yeah.
So do these all come on one card? Like, you have one card, did you open up your purse and go?
No, I have... There are a few. So my gas and my oil are all together, and then we have the ODP is just another. It's the ODP and our 313D is actually two other separate ones, and those are both for refrigeration.
So here in Arizona, I think you have to have a driver's license, and I think
driver's license is.
Yeah, and I think you have to have an EPA card. Is our 608 refrigerant card. I think you have to have a library card, maybe a dog tag, maybe a dog license or something. I mean, we don't do any testing at all.
Really?
Nothing. So
that's
you go.
Crazy.
And I think that's the big difference too, because I see the Canadians. I see the people over like Turbo. I'm a huge fan of Rob over at Turbo Plumbing.
Yeah.
Look at all the stuff he works on, and people give him crap about being a plumtrician. But he's got his different licenses, and I see you with all these different licenses. It really makes the trade stronger in Canada, correct?
Yeah, it does. It does. We do have to have a lot of different licenses for different things, but in even that, like my gas and my oil license, they don't transfer over from province to province. So if I were to move out of province, my licenses are obsolete. Other than my refrigeration, once I have my refrigeration license, then I'm Red Seal. But my gas and my oil don't mean anything if I were to move.
So I've heard the term Red Seal. What does Red Seal mean?
It's basically a trade, in all of Canada, basically, once you're fully licensed, you're Red Seal Trade. So then you're in the Red Seal Union, basically, and your license actually means something, and it's transferable from province to province.
So OZ Tech Solution, can you see the questions coming up?
Yes, I haven't been reading them though.
So OZ Tech Solutions, he's down in Australia, and I've got a good friend, Dave, with Ref Balance, and Tonto Pompo-less, I can't even say it, but he's a tradie that's down in Australia, and the Australians have a strong, strong, buy into the trade. They've got some amazing tradies that are down in Australia. It's a really great program. Doing some good, but there's not. You've got people that are operating with no licenses,
and then,
like, do you have people operating with no licenses? And if they do they get? Is it really expensive a fine?
You can't really operate without a license here. Like, you can, but you can get fined big time if you're caught.
Wow. So do they check your licenses, like if you go into a parts house and you buy parts?
Will they? If they don't know you, like, you can't go buy parts at a supply house unless you have a license. And they'll ask you for it. If you're not a regular, they don't know you, they won't sell it to you. You have to present your license to get it for that reason. And if you don't, then they'll even have, we have, TSSA and stuff, they'll just show up at a job site and you better have your license on hand or else you're getting a fine. You and your company are getting a fine.
Wow. So you mentioned that you were going to go down to, and see, this is not fair. The next one you're going to have to do, because I want everybody to see your beautiful face, because they're looking at this hideous thing. But you're going to go down and take over your uncle's business someday?
Yes. Yeah, eventually. Good. Sorry?
Is your uncle in the trade also?
Yes. Yeah, he is.
Is it just the two of you that are trades, or do you have other family members in trades?
I have, well, mostly the town that I'm from is a mining town. So a lot of, like, we run off the mines. So majority of my family is in the mines. That was one of the things that I did want to do. That was what I was considering when I was going back to school. But I can't go work in a mine for 12 hours a day and not see sunlight. I couldn't do it. So that's kind of why I wanted something else that's a little bit different, a little bit out there.
So what kind of mining? Is it coal or is it silver?
Nickel mines.
So do you work at the mine at all doing air conditioning, refrigeration?
No, we don't do any of the industrial stuff. We just do strictly commercial, residential, mostly residential with light commercial mixed in.
So the wage is pretty good where you live?
Yeah, it's decent. Yeah.
Yeah. Is the living really high where you live?
Cost of living is, it's up there.
So if you weren't doing air conditioning and you weren't doing mining, when you were back in high school and you're enjoying life and doing your thing, right? What would have Ariel been doing different if she didn't do the two?
What? I probably would have been a veterinarian. That's probably what I would. If I were to go back in time and do things differently, that's probably what I would do.
You'd be Ariel the DVM.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So what else is there anything that we need to know? Not personal-wise. You play the guitar. I see a guitar behind you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you do any moonlighting guitar work or like play clubs, or is it just around the house?
Just around the house, yeah.
Are we going to get you at all to be able to play tonight?
No.
That was a solid no.
Yeah.
So you're working, that's right, offshore is better than the mines. So you're doing your thing, you're doing refrigeration, you're a mom, you're taking care of business, you're getting it all done. You know, you've kind of gotten through a male-dominated business. You know, why aren't there more women doing air conditioning? Why? We keep talking about the skills gap between America and Canada and across the world. Why aren't more ladies going, wow, I can do this?
It's picking up, I want to say. I'm seeing a lot more women that are trying the trades, I'm seeing a few more. There's two other girls in my class that we did the HVAC program through the college, and one of them is still working in the trade. The other one is having babies, so that's what she wanted to do. I'm noticing there's a few more coming out. It's starting to get a little bit more popular. I'm seeing a lot more girls on Instagram of that do HVAC, which is awesome. I think that's awesome.
The reason I ask it is when I took my Instagram from a personal blog to a business blog, for personal business, a bunch of new algorithms came up that I didn't know existed. And one of them is on my Instagram, 86% of the followers are men. And 14% are women. So if you could change the way that the trade looks to make it more appealing to women, what would you do?
Or
what could we do as a group to reach out to ladies and say, listen, there's a massive skills gap. We want you. We want you to come in, you know, to the trade. You can make a living and you can do great stuff. And I'm an example. Ariel's an example of it. How could we make it more appealing to the ladies?
Showing women that are doing the trade that it's intimidating going into, it can be, going into a classroom with, you know, when I first, my first year, there was 70 guys and 3 girls in the class. So by the second year, we dropped to half of that. We had not even 40 guys and 3 girls again. Whoa. So it's, I mean, for some girls, it is intimidating. It can still be intimidating having to, you know, go into these places that are, it's all guys, like, and it's a boys club. It can definitely be a boys club. I've always been more so in the trades. I've done trade work all my whole life, so I've never been intimidated by that, but for a lot of girls it can be intimidating, and not seeing any women that are doing it can be discouraging at the same time, right?
So here's a lady. I'm laughing at your son because he's doing. He's like, I'm gonna beat on something back there. He's a crummer. I can hear it. Run.
That's my dog. Yeah, the stairs.
So, here's a lady, successful. All these people are watching you. First time that you're on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Ariel's saying, and I don't think it's gonna be your last, personally.
Yeah.
Let's say that you could go out to high school, or you could go out to colleges or job fairs all around Canada, all around the United States, and you had to make a sales pitch.
Yeah.
You're going to use Instagram, HVAC Reefer Guy Instagram. You're going to make a sales pitch. What would the sales pitch sound
like? Oh, put me on the spot. that it's a rewarding career. It's rewarding the career. The money's there. You want the money, you can get it. It's not super physical. I mean, obviously some days more so than others, but it's nothing crazy. You can do it. You need your brain more than anything, to get by, but that's use it. Use it to your advantage.
Do they have job fairs? Like, do they have job?
We do. We do have some, yeah. Yeah.
Is it through the, obviously, your union?
We have some unions. They do some through the colleges in town as well. So that's another thing that they do.
Are you union? Or are you not
no,
union?
No, I'm not union. Not union.
So HVAC Track mentioned that the favorite girl in the trade is Tech Jewel. And Tech Jewel's, he and I have actually spoken, because before she went off and made babies and bet, you know, she's going to be a great mom.
Yeah.
I still think that she, as she moves forward, certain ladies in the trade that are going to become spokespeople.
Yeah.
Spokeswomen for blue collar. I think you're right there with her, and I think she's right there because you're strong that you can go out and show these young ladies going through, especially when we're in an age where young ladies are feeling pressured to be, you know, beautiful or thin or whatever it is. You're in a great spot to really show the ladies out there and the young ladies out there that, hey, you can do this. Look at me.
Yo!
Yeah. No, and I think that's, like, what Tech Jewels does is awesome. Being a spokesperson like that and having the platform and the people to be able to do that is awesome. And it's an amazing. And I think that's a huge thing for women in trades is having that, having those spokespeople, having those people that say, you can do it, we can do it, and, let's do it kind of thing.
So I think you did just that. I mean, I think that you used the platform that you're using now with you and I. You definitely threw that out there. So, you know, I think you ladies, if you were happen to watch this podcast, because it's going to be open for 24 hours, right here, the lady down below that you see right here, she is somebody that you should be reaching out to. Like, get a hold of Ariel Hermit. If you have personal questions about the trade, like, direct message her and say, hey, I got a question. Like, how do I get to where you're?
Yeah. Yeah. No, and that's, and I've had some girls message me and say that they've asked questions about the trade. They say, like, it's, I love seeing other women in the trade, and I love that. I love being able to see these girls doing what we're all doing, whether you're a do HVAC, you're an electrician, you're a plumber, whatever. I think it's awesome.
So where do you see the trade moving forward in your area? Like in my area, it's cooling. We're just kind of working our way towards summer to when we'll all die in the heat. Yeah. Where do you see refrigeration, HVAC going and the trades in general going in Canada?
I'm seeing they're getting a lot more controlled, which is good. It is good. Being more controlled, it's a lot more money out of our pockets that we are paying for, because all of our license, they all expire. So every year for the AC, every 2 years for the gas, every 5 years for my ODP, I pay a renewal fee. If I don't pay that renewal fee, my license expires and I have to start over.
How much does the testing cost or the licenses? Is it expensive? Is it $200 a year or $300?
It's $100 for the AC, $50 for the ODP, and another $100 for the or gas. So, I mean, $100 a year at least, $150, which, I mean, whatever, but it's still, I mean, I paid $8,000 to go to college, and I'm still paying out of my pocket to keep these licenses valid, because if not, if I let it expire, then it's expired, it's done, right? And then I have to start all over, which is silly to me.
Who is a tradesperson to, like here in America, everything that we buy for our jobs, like tools, pants, you know, uniform, if we supply our own, we can write that off on our taxes. We can deduct that from, you know, our federal taxes that we pay at the end of the year. Is it the same, or is it just an expense?
We can, we have to buy all our own hand tools and everything, too. If you're an apprentice, you can write it off on your taxes. I'm not too sure of the companies. I'm pretty sure the companies can have write off like a tax deduction. But other than that, unless you're an apprentice, I can't, once I'm done my, now that I'm done my apprenticeship, I can't put that in my taxes anymore.
So here in America, North American trade. Is Nate real big in Canada, or was that only a United States thing?
No, it's only in the United States. Okay. Yeah.
So overall, in Canada, a lady, actually, let's just drop the boundaries. I mean, for the most part, the difference between Canada, I mean, there's major differences, but I look at Canadians as being family. They're right there. We're in it. I've been to Canada. I think I've only been on the western side. I've been all over Vancouver, all over Alberta. I have a friend of mine that owns an air conditioning company. He owns Coral Wide Mechanical. I don't know if you've ever heard of Coral Wide.
No.
Huge, huge commercial, heavy commercial industrial air conditioning, and they cover all the provinces. And he's a great guy, and they're a big company. And, the difference between North and South or Canada and America, other than a border and A and beer and some other great stuff, you know, we're all in it together. Is it easy for Americans to say, hey, I'm going to go up to Canada and work, or is it a no-no?
I don't think that you're like, well, I don't know exactly, but I don't think your licenses would, they would be valid up here.
Are all the schooling that you take for the licenses, is it private schools, like private, or is it government sanctioned, or is it trade schools, or how does that work?
It's trade schools. It's all trade schools. Yeah.
Hmm. Very good. So is there anything else? You got this open platform. There's 12 people watching now, but there's been numbers coming in and out. Is there anything that the Ariel would like to say? Because what time is it there? It's 6 o'clock here in Arizona.
We're sitting.
About 8 o'clock there?
Not 8 right now.
Yeah. So 8 o'clock, and you probably want to get going, and I want to get going home. If there was anything that Ariel's to say, and make it big, make it like that you want to say to women out there to like, hey, get off your ass, or hey, now is the time.
Just do it. If you want to, I mean, do what makes you happy. If you're, I mean, you don't want it, and it might not be traditional, whatever traditional is nowadays, I don't know. But I mean, if you're intimidated, find a lady, find a woman that's in the trade, that's doing something, even if it's not this specific trade. Talk to them, see how they feel, how, what it is, what they like, what they don't like. Just don't be intimidated by people. Don't let people intimidate you. Just don't.
Well, you know, you were an accident. I just wanted to tell you that you were an accident. I'm not saying you were an accident. Hey, just,
no. I just happened to be here.
My daughter and my wife, we went out in Phoenix yesterday, and we went to...
So that wraps up our conversation with Ariel. Right at the end, the audio got really tough. There was something going on with the Wi-Fi, and so the audio got really tough between Ariel and I. So I apologize up front. There was a big, you know, there's modern technology is still pretty amazing that two people, one can be in Canada, one person can be in Phoenix, Arizona, and we can chat through an iPad. It just got to be, the audio got to be too tough at the end. Huge shout out to Ariel the Mermaid. So check her out on Instagram, Ariel the Mermaid. As always, all the podcasts are brought to you by the folks at Solderweld, the maker of Hot Block and Round Rod and Alcop. They're just great guys. It's a non-paid endorsement. They're just super cool guys, Zeke and Lance over there at Solderweld, and check them out at www.solderweld.us. As always, you can get a hold of me through Instagram at HVAC Reefer Guy, on Facebook at HVAC Reefer Guy, at YouTube at HVAC Reefer Guy MM, the letters MM. Leave your comments. You can go on Instagram and leave your comments about this podcast if it worked out and if you like it. Otherwise, work safe, be safe, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks again.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.